The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, ASA Fast Lane. Only on Real Racing USA. Meet the racers of America's most exciting short track racing series every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. From the Milwaukee Mile to Bristol Motor Speedway, Five Flags in Nashville, the ASA is the racing series where young talent meets wily veterans in extreme short track competition. O'Reilly is America's auto parts store, and the ASA is America's premier late model series. O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane gets you close to the action and behind the scenes with the real stories from the drivers themselves. The O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane, only on Real Racing USA.
That's right, up close and personal with the drivers themselves. Terry, welcome to the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane for Wednesday night, January 30th, 2008. How you doing this week, Terry?
I want to apologize for my voice up front. I've got a bit of a cold, and I'm losing my voice, which
you just
a lot of people in the racing industry would enjoy.
That's right. And you just stay on that side of the studio, and I'll stay on this side, and we'll be okay. I got to tell you, and we have coming up tonight, we're going to talk to Sean Murphy, who won the 100-lap race at Speedfest featuring the ASA cars at USA International Speedway on Sunday. It was supposed to be on Saturday, but rain forced it to Sunday, and he didn't just win. He put on one hell of a show. I don't know any other way to say it. And we're also going to talk to Jimmy Lang, who had a top three finish. And we're going to talk to Patrick Starpoli, who is, I think he finished 10th, but we'll get to that in a second. And Terry, I'll tell you, last year's Southern Division champion, we've talked to him many times. You've talked to him many times, and you know, we talk to him all the time. He stole the show. The big show, the 200-lap super late model race, he just put a whipping on him at Speedfest.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't make it down there because of sickness, and that's what I've been reading and hearing, and the only thing I can say is I'm really glad he beat Kyle Busch.
Yeah, we had a pretty good interview. We can go in there into the archives on Real Racing USA and go to the there's several places you can listen to the Monday night Inside Florida Racing this past Monday, and there's a Jeff and his dad were on with us, and I think you can also go to the front page of Carnac.com and use the Flash player and just listen to the interview alone. But Jeffrey was, I think he was almost, he'd never won at Lakeland before, and he won Friday night in the 100-lap staging race, and then won Sunday in the big deal. But he did... as a former, you know, champion here and the current champion of the Southern Division, he represented the ASA and his roots there well.
And I met Jeff at the ASA banquet, and he was very impressive. He had a pink tux on with a pink bow tie, and the most impressive thing, his girlfriend.
Yeah, he knows how to do all that stuff. Yeah. Jeff's got it down with that. But I'll tell you what. Let's get right to our first guest.
Okay.
And this is a young man we've been following, watching him race in the trucks, and he's won some pretty good races here in the Sunshine State in the trucks, and he's this year looking to make his mark on the ASA Southern Division. Welcome to the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane, Patrick Starpoli.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good, man. So you're over in the Miami area, right?
Yeah, I'm out of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. What's the weather like for the folks up north who are sitting there shivering next to fires and they're chopping wood and what's the weather like in Miami right now?
Well, it's actually pretty cold, but I guess not compared to those guys up north, but you know, long sleeve shirt weather.
Yeah, like 60, 50?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe at night.
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
I'm in Kentucky via phone and it's 27 here at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So was this your first – this was not your first trip to Lakeland, right?
No, I've been to the Lakeland two times before in the truck.
Yeah. And so tell us about your racing event there on the weekend.
Well, we got there Thursday, and we unloaded and went out for practice, and we went out for the first warm-up, and actually we lost the clutch. It started slipping, so we spent the whole day getting that thing changed, and we missed all the practice for that day, so when we started practicing on Friday, we were kind of a day behind everybody else, so we had to play catch-up, but, you know, we got the car better and better all week, and I think we qualified sixth out of the Southern cars on Friday night. We ran fifth in the qualifying race, so, you know, we started 10th in the race on Sunday. And, you know, we got a few bad calls. We got sent to the back three times. But, you know, the car was pretty good, and we battled back from it. We ended up 10th by the end of the race. So, you know, I don't think the finishing result really showed, you know, what kind of car we had. I think we kind of had maybe around a fifth-place car, you know, if we didn't obviously run into any problems. But, you know, all in all, it was a really good weekend.
Now, Patrick, you know the ASA doesn't make bad calls.
Well, ASA wasn't sanctioning the race, so I guess I'm safe on that one.
Terry. Terry, ask him who was working with him. Who was telling him how to get it done this weekend? Ask him, Terry. Go on.
Who was telling you, Patrick, how to get it done this weekend?
We were actually lucky enough to have Dickie Anderson helping us out this weekend.
Wow.
Yep.
The legend.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised you didn't win with Dickie helping you.
Well, it was the first time, you know, we got together, and we worked really good together, and, you know, I learned a lot more obviously on the car than I would have, you know, we were normally doing it alone.
How old are you, Patrick?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 18.
18. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, well, where did you come up from? Quarter midgets, go-karts, four cylinders? Where did you start your racing career?
Well, I first started racing go-karts down here in Naples, and, you know, I did that for about one season, and I moved into a Cyclone car, so basically, you know, pure stock division,
right,
down here at Hialeah Speedway before it closed.
Right.
And I ran a few races there just to, you know, get into the circle track, you know, big stock car thing. And from there, we ran, started running the trucks in the Fast Kid Series down here. We ran that for a season, and we moved up to the Pro Series, ran that for a season. And, you know, we had pretty good success in both of those divisions, and from there, you know, we kind of move up to the ASA Series this year.
Are you going to... plan to run all the South races?
We're going to try and make as many of them as we can. I think like the first four or five are between Florida and Georgia. And, you know, anything past that is kind of hard, you know, once the traveling, the time, and the expenses that go into it, you know. So if we find some sponsorship help and, you know, things like that, maybe we'll be able to make those further away races. But definitely the ones in Florida and Georgia we got our eye on.
Okay.
Yeah, how was it driving the car at Lakeland? I mean, compare it to what you've done with the trucks. I mean, how was it, you know, able to handle the car?
Well, it's a totally different experience than running the truck up there. I mean, just the way both of them handle, the late fall is so much more grip, and you're going, you know, 40 mile an hour faster than you are there on the truck. It actually took me quite a few practices to, you know, get that, the line you would run with the truck and where you pick up the throttle brake and stuff like that, get all that out of my head, you know, relearn what you have to do with the late model and the kind of line you have to run and stuff like that. And this is actually only my third race in the car. We've only run two other places, you know, in Florida with the late model. And those were smaller tracks, obviously. So, you know, we had a big learning curve coming into this weekend, and we knew it. And there was a lot of really good cars there.
Where'd you run?
That we did.
Where'd you run, Patrick? DeSoto?
Yeah, we ran one race at DeSoto and one race over there at Ponte Gorda.
Yeah. How'd you do in those? What'd you?
Ponte Gorda was my first race. I had to start in the back because it was my first time in the late model, but we ended up finishing seventh over there, and then ran a Goodyear Challenge race over at DeSoto, and those, you know, the limited late models obviously have more horsepower than we do, but, you know, we kind of kept that all right, and I think we ended up like 13th.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you have a better shot with, I think, with the crates at probably Ponte Gorda than at DeSoto.
Yeah, definitely. They seem to keep up, you know, just the way the track is kind of lends itself to that.
Yeah, now is Dick Anderson, you know, of course, last year he spent a lot of the year working with your friend, as a matter of fact, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how all that came about. You know, ever since we started racing trucks, me and David have been pretty good friends. And, you know, we moved up to the late model, and him and his dad, Don, have been, you know, really interested, doing a lot more than they should, actually, to, you know, help us get going with the car. And this weekend, we actually, me and David, supposed to go race Lakeland together. And at the last second, he wasn't able to go. And his dad, Don, you know, had to still, you know, hook us up with Dickie anyway. So I'm really thankful to him for doing that for us. And like I said, it was really good. Hopefully more stuff will come out of it.
Now, when you go to the first race, do you know, will Dick Anderson be going with you, or are you will have somebody else fill in that role?
That's still kind of up in the air at this point. I mean, I know no matter what we do, he said, you know, he'll offer advice and stuff like that, you know, be only one phone call away. And I would assume at some of the other races later this year, maybe we'll be able to team up with him again. But, you know, right now, still don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's just the race thing at the moment.
Yeah, basically right now, because I know he's still going to be crew chiefing for David Wilson through most of the year, and they're going to kind of run a different schedule than we are. So I guess when it works out good, you know, we might have him there in our corner. You know, otherwise, we just have him, you know, on the phone, one phone call away.
So who's helping you with the sponsorship and that sort of thing, marketing partners this year?
Right now, we actually don't have too much going on in that department. I've put together a marketing package that, you know, I'm handing out to several people who are kind of interested, but so far we don't have, you know, any permanent sponsors besides, you know, what me and my dad can do together.
Yeah, that's the first race you got to win, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Get to the track's a big deal nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any sponsors or your crew chief that you'd like to mention at this moment?
Well, you know, like I said, I got to thank Dick for coming to help us out this past weekend. And then, you know, my dad sponsors me through his business, Rothy's Auto Repair, the auto repair business down here in South Florida.
Uh-huh. So that's about it for now.
That's about it right now, yeah.
All right. Well,
working on that.
All right, Patrick. When is your first race now?
Huh?
When is your first race?
I think we're going to go run the first two nights of Speed Weeks up in New Smyrna.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And then for ASA, I think the first race is Bronson up in March.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll see you in Bronson, and I'm not going to be at the first 2 weeks of over at New Smyrna. We'll be there later in the deal. But
right.
Yeah, well, wish you the best, man, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon, Patrick. Keep going, man, and go find some sponsors. Hustle up some bucks, man.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Shaquille O'Neal lives down there.
Huh?
Shaquille O'Neal lives down there.
Yeah, I know. I got paid a visit to his house, don't I?
Yeah, there. He's got plenty of money.
All right, Patrick, thanks for being with us here on the O'Reilly ASC Fast Lane. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks a lot for having me on, guys.
All right, and Terry, now I got to tell you, Terry, we got a couple news items here we're going to run right by. The Orange County Speedway is back on board again for this year, and they're going to be having the Orange County 125 Saturday, August 2nd. 2008. I was up at Orange County last year for the 125 lap race there. And,
in Georgia, isn't it?
No, man, it's in Rougemont, North Carolina. It's just north of Raleigh-Durham, right there. It's right there, Raleigh-Durham.
Oh, okay.
15 miles out north of Raleigh or Durham.
Okay.
And it's a really banked track. It's a tough place. That's where, if I'm not mistaken, David Stremme's driver came down from, I forget the guy's name right now. He came down from Maine and led all the red laps, won that race, qualified seventh and led them all. It was a really tough track to qualify on and to pass on, so qualifying is like at a premium there. You know?
Right.
And I tell you what, Logan Ruffin, the 13-year-old that we had on last week from Brentwood, Tennessee, you know, Terry, he handled himself really well in the media interviews, and all the people that I talked to, that he talked to, you know, Bill Green from the Tampa Tribune and some of the other people interviewed him and just talked with him briefly. And he really presents himself well, and he will do well in that regard. And he actually ran the 76 pretty good, too, because he got involved in a early skirmish with a couple other cars over in Turn 3 at Lakeland.
Right, first lap, I think.
Yeah, it was right off the bat. And so he had to come from the back a little bit, but he got up. I think he settled into sixth place in a 20-car field. And, you know, he ran there for the bulk of the race. I think he faded a little bit later in the race. But he handled himself really well on the track and off the track. And, you know, I would say by the time that young man's 15, 16 years old, he is going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Well, I think so, too, and it's really amazing. The only other driver I knew with the composure that Logan has was B.J. McLeod at 13 years old.
Yeah, he's pretty interesting, man.
Yeah, and I think his head's on right, that's for sure. So I think there's big and better things ahead for Logan Griffin.
And we have we also have Evergreen Development and back on board with us. And,
oh, cool.
Good to welcome Jay Carberry and that gang back on.
Jay,
and,
back in. We need Jay on the show.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to Jay here. It's more fun to talk to Jay after he's had some like success. So we're gonna give him a minute. And he's a very very helpful to a lot of people. He works with Jeremy Gerster and a lot of other folks. And he's just a very helpful guy. But
now that's a driver that I went on the show because I met Jeremy in person at both the PRI show and also the ASA banquet. And Jeremy, according to him, ran the whole season last year for less than $36,000.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to him about that, as a matter of fact. But I'll tell you what, we're going to be coming back here with probably Sean Murphy or Jimmy Lang. One of the two is going to be with us here in a few minutes, and we'll be right back with the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. Don't go far.
Raise your land and business to new heights, then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today. 5starbodies.com.
And welcome back to this edition of the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. And I'll tell you what, Terry, you know, as things got on Friday night, there was the a couple of ASA heat races, so to speak, at USA International Speedway. And in that one, in the one that Sean Murphy was involved in, he got up and he chased after Eddie Hoffman, but I think he had to settle for second. Not so on Sunday when the 100-lap big race went on. Welcome to O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane, Sean Murphy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So are you done celebrating yet? Moving on to the next race?
Yeah, I was back at work on Monday.
What an adventure, you know. I have one, you know, you had to go to the rear early on. You had a tire going down early in the race, right?
Yeah, it was I forget what lap it was, like in the 20s or 30s.
Yeah, it was like about 23, 24, somewhere in there, 25.
Yeah, something like that. It kind of put a dent in the whole weekend. I thought we were pretty good, and my car started, you know, tightening up, and I was like, ah, something's got to be wrong. And we had that one long caution period there, and it came back, and I was like, man, it got real tight. It feels like I got a flat tire, and sure enough, we had a flat tire and came in. Crew done a good job of spotting the tire, getting it changed, and getting back out there. And able enough to drive up through the field and win the thing.
Yeah, because you started on the outside pole there, and all of a sudden you just started fading to the back. But now when you were coming back to the front, there was one moment there coming off turn four. I don't know how if that was for you, but for us fans in the pits watching that up close, that was pretty scary, man. You were doing some serious tire rubbing.
Yeah, I don't. They had talked. I think it was with the 62 car, if I'm correct in saying.
I think it was. I think it was Travis Wilson.
Yeah, they, I don't know what happened. They said to run the outside, and he'd give me the outside lane to pass, but they were kind of, he was just running high, so I figured I'd get on the bottom. I don't know if his spotter or whatever told him that I was on the wrong side or it was miscommunication. I didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
Came down to me.
I heard it looked like Rowdy Burns and Cole Trickle side by side.
It definitely felt like that.
Well, well, I was standing in turn four taking pictures, and as you guys come off four, I had just taken, you know, some shots of you guys coming around there, and my God, it was like the cars were, Terry, they were locked up side by side,
uh-huh,
and smoke pouring out of it. You know, you just knew there was an imminent wreck. You know what I mean? There was no question about it, and they continued on. And then I noticed when we were in the winner's circle and folks were looking at your right front, it looked like it had had some trouble.
Yeah, it definitely had some trouble there. I mean, I don't know what happened or what they were thinking. I was just half figured, but I don't know if he was trying to defend his position or they just spotter messed up what side of car I was on, or, you know, I didn't, you know, think I had a run-in with him. After a race, he came up and shook my hand, so I don't know. I was on a mission, dude, you know. I was like, man, I got to get in the top three, just, you know, I was in front of the home crowd, as I put it. I just wanted to get back to the front as quick as possible, and, you know, hopefully we had something for Eddie, because I knew he was pretty fast. And
yeah,
we ran with him, what was it, Friday night?
Yeah.
Friday night in the heat race, yeah. You know, we had a great race with him, man. I was like, man, I'd just like to get back up the front and have a race with him again, because he's normally a pretty fun guy to race with.
Well, you guys put on one of the best shows at USA International Speedway fans have seen in a while, a two-car race, man. As you got up, once you got up on Eddie, man, the last 20 laps or so, that was pretty exciting. Did you have to be patient with that or what? I mean, you followed him right on his bumper quite a while. I noticed a couple times you even tried to go up high.
Yeah, so I was just trying to kind of pressure him and just keep the pressure on there, but not wear my stuff out at the same time. And you know, it was kind of one of those deals. It wasn't a points race, and it was kind of, you know, going for broke or going for gold or go home. And it turned out to be quite an exciting race. Even from a driver's standpoint, it was fun.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie Hoffman is a great veteran. And he, as you know, Sean, at the banquet, he's quite funny, too. And I've known Eddie since he was 18 years old. And he's a great guy. If he wanted to race somebody and know he's going to race you clean, it would be Eddie Hoffman.
Yeah, that's what my... speak to him at every event. He's a real nice fella, and our crews know each other real well, just because they're from the same area of the country. And he just, you know, I was like, yeah, I don't have any beef with him. I still don't. I mean, we got together, and, you know, it was a racing incident. We both agreed on that. And, you know, he said he was running me hard. He was going to give me a 3/4-inch groove, and he came down on me, and, you know, he lost the battle. We were, you know, laughing around and joking right after the race.
Well, that's cool, because that was, you know, as you guys were coming through turn three, that's where that happened there at Lakeland. And it could have been a lot worse, because Stroop and Jimmy Lang, who we're going to have on here in a few minutes, they were right behind you. They were stacking up there. That could have been a lot worse. And you guys were lucky to get through that one without an incident.
Yeah, it was. I didn't realize, but then I seen some photos on one of the websites there, and I was like, "Whoa, that could have been pretty eventful."
Oh yeah, as a matter of fact, we have some of those on the Real Racing USA photo gallery. There was some. I think we got four or five shots of that as it was happening, and it was pretty close stuff there. But there was no hard feelings, and it was a great race for the fans, and it was a good outing for the ASA, and produced a lot of goodwill, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, it's everything I've looked at on the computers and stuff, like blogs, and everybody's like, you know, that was hands down like one of the best races they've seen in a while. And I was just like, you know, that's just, you know, to win the race, but, you know, also to be, you know, mentioned one of the best races that people have seen in a while is just, you know, kind of rewarding as a driver. I mean, and especially, like, you know, racing like the Eddie Hoffman, because I look at him and he's like our Dale Earnhardt of the series. You know, he's been in there for the 25, 30 years. He's kind of the main, you know, the guy you look to if you need a little information. You know, I got Butch that works on our team, and he's got, you know, but, you know, as a driver asking another driver, you know, question, a guy to race with, a class act, I think Eddie is.
Well, I think there's a lot of people think you're a class act too, Sean. And I personally think you're a class act. We were talking before you came back, Jack, from commercials, about Sean winning the Southern Division and winning that ring, the $3,500 ring for the Southern Division, and he thought that would be a neat deal.
The Challenge Division or the Southern Division?
Well, we're running the Challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to run the Challenge this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we ran it last year, too. So.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And not, I'll tell you, Terry, he touched on it, Sean just touched on it a minute ago, but there was, you know, Sean was a pretty happy guy in the winner's circle, let me tell you. But there was somebody there that may even had a little bigger grin and smile than he, and that was Butch Miller, no doubt.
Right, right. That's what I was telling Sean. I heard that Butch was just as excited as he was.
There was no doubt about it. Sometimes when you're down there in the winner's circle, you're taking pictures, you know, and everybody's focused in on the drivers. I got a shot of a Butch, and sometimes those shots are not very many people pays attention to anybody but the driver. But I tell you, Butch was beside himself that day. It was, and it was fun. It had to have been fun because, like, you know, it wasn't like you. The fact that you had to come from the back to the front, that's what made it exciting.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those deals. It's like, I like to race, and I like to race clean, and it's just, it was fun. I was like, I was sitting there, and I was like, man, I've passed a bunch of cars, and I haven't got a scratch on my car yet. This is pretty cool, you know? And I got together with the 62, and I was like, well, there goes that. And it was just a fun race. You know, Lakeland's a great place to race at. You know, some people criticize it, some people don't. I've always liked them flat tracks because it's one of those places where it lets a driver shine, and plus you can always hang it out there and kind of, you know, drive the car sideways, per se. A lot better than you get on a bank track.
Yeah. Have you noticed? Now, we were talking to some guys. You've raced Lakeland a few times, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you noticed, as a matter of fact, we were talking to Shane Sawyer about this, and have you noticed that the track is becoming a little more abrasive as time goes on?
It's been such a while since I actually raced there, because I hadn't raced in Florida for a couple years since I sold my race car.
Yeah.
In the crate car, you really can't notice it because you don't have that horsepower like a Super does.
I gotcha, yeah.
You know, we're 300 horsepower less than a Super.
Yeah.
450 horsepower, that ballpark there. And, I mean, it, you know, Super late, 700 almost.
Right.
You know, we can have, you know, I never really had much of a tire issue. You save them in the beginning of the race, but, you know, you can hold it all out to the end. I mean, like I noticed when I done the doubleheader in Nashville, they were running the All-American 400 and the crate, whatever they call the crate race. And, you know, you could drive the crate car so much harder than the Super. The Super had no tires after lap 30. It was just, easy on the throttle, easy with everything. Or in a crate car, you could still hammer it down. So it might be in the super, you might be a little bit more of abrasive track. I think everything over time gets a little bit more abrasive.
Right. So when do you open your season in the challenge division?
March.
Yeah.
At Tri-County Speedway.
March 15th at Tri-County Motor Speedway. So now, are you going to run any of the other races? You might run some other races besides the challenge, right?
Yeah, we'll probably do some, run some. I can't figure. I don't know exactly what races we're running. I know we got a partial truck schedule because they merged the team. Ken Smith, the owner of SS Racing, bought Gene Christensen out from Greenlight Racing, the Truck Series team, and now they've merged it and they call it SS Greenlight Racing. So. They got me scheduled in the truck for 6 events. I'm not sure on the events. I mean, I got my own little list, but whether it matches up to what Ken wants me to do, it's two different things. So.
Is Bristol on that list for the trucks?
Yeah, Butch is still going to be the main guy. Him and Dion will be the main. I don't know if Dion will go to the trucks, but Butch is already worked into the truck plan.
Yeah, but that's how I said. I said, is Bristol on your Bristol Motor Speedway on your short list for the trucks?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that place is just awesome to race at. And when I walked in that joint, I was just like awed at the grandstands were so high. I mean, I've been in NFL stadiums before. You know, I've been into some pretty cool places like Daytona, Talladega, but I walked into Bristol and I was like, whoa.
So what's going to be going through your mind? I mean, this might be a silly question, but what's going to be going through Sean's mind when he walks into Bristol this time?
Hopefully I can make it that last lap. You know, I love the place. I mean, that was my favorite track to race that last year, and I was just like, I'd love to got the win there. I mean, that would have been the icing on the cake, but... You know, hey, we kicked off this year great. Last year we had a lot of, for some odd reason, like Murphy's Law, like really kicked in hard last year at all possible times. So, had a lot of bad luck, but hopefully with the first win we can get the ball rolling. Shop moved from Indy to North Carolina, so it's a whole new thing. I mean, it just rewarded the guys, really, for all the work they've done last year and through the off season.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, tell Sean about the stunt double.
Oh yeah,
we have a stunt double for you, Sean.
I don't know if you met him at the banquet, Sean, but there's another Sean Murphy on the loose.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Somebody's asked me, like, I guess he like raced sprint cars or something.
Yeah,
he raced midgets on the asphalt, and then now he's going to do ASA. And I asked him because he run Grundy County in my old stomping grounds, and I said, yeah. You know about the other Sean Murphy? He said, yeah, that's my stunt double.
he's a funny guy with a good sense of humor. I think he's going to race the Northern Division, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But he was joking about the stunt double thing. But, well, Sean, I tell you, man, it was a great, great event. And, you know, you certainly, I'm sure you picked up a few fans and a few people who are going to be paying a little closer attention. Not just in the ASA, but in the truck deal. And we wish you the best of luck, and you and Butch Miller and the whole gang, man. Class act, and we really enjoy watching you at the races.
And good luck in the Craftsman truck deal this year.
Yeah, thanks. Hopefully I did pick up a couple more fans. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. No doubt about that, man. And thanks for being with us here on the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane, and we'll be ringing your phone again soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you guys for having me on again.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Yeah, Terry, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back with a few more news items. And okay. We got some more news from the ASA front office, and we'll talk to Jimmy Lang. And by the way, we tried to get a hold of – I had planned to actually have Travis Wilson with us tonight. And Travis' phone numbers had changed on me, and I just didn't have time to do the tracking down, but we'll get him on here in the coming weeks. But let's take a break. Be right back, Terry.
Okay.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
This is Logan Ruffin, driver of the Torco Chevrolet Monte Carlo on O'Reilly ASA Fastlane on Real Racing USA.
The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is O'Reilly ASA Fastlane.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, Short Track Asphalt, Short Track Dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today, 5starbodies.com.
CarNag.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNag.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNag.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNag gets it done.
Listening to the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Strimme, driver of the Atrius Holmes number 64 car for Rusty Wallace. And you're listening to Real Racing USA with Bill Green, Jack Smith, and Rick Angies.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane. That was a little longer break than we had anticipated, but we had some phone troubles hooking up with Jimmy Lang, but we got him now. And welcome back to the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
Jimmy's got a question for you. You can help him out, Jack.
What's the question, Jimmy?
What's the station number?
The station number is realracingusa.com.
It's an internet radio show.
Yeah, if you go to realracingusa.com, or if you go to the asafastlane.com, asafastlane.com, and then just click on Listen Live, tell all your friends that's how to do it.
Cool deal.
It'll be on all week.
And then all these shows, all the shows on Real Racing USA each week, Inside Florida Racing, Real Racing USA Live, and the ASA Fast Lane, and all the other shows we do are all archived, and people can listen to them anytime, download them to iPods or any of those other fancy-dancy, sophisticated pieces of high-tech equipment.
Hear ya.
All right.
The thing I want to say is you have a great-looking car, Jimmy.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, it's really a great-looking car when it's up front, ain't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, that even makes it look a lot better.
So, did you have fun at Lakeland over the weekend? Tell us about your weekend, man, start to finish. Just tell us the weekend story.
Oh, man, that was awesome. I mean, right when we got there, we rolled out the trailer, you know, to test, and, man, we was like, you know, some practices, I think we were almost the fastest car in some practices, and I mean, we just ride out the trailer, you know, hardly no adjustments on the car. I mean, we were so fast. I mean, but, you know, we had, you know, Steve with Performance Concepts and Rusty with Performance Concepts. They built our engines, actually, and they're helping us now with the car setup. And they helped out a lot on that, you know. And, but, man, we just, you know, we qualified. I think, like, when I went out, it put me up on the board at second. You know, that was awesome. But I got bumped down to fourth, but it was still really cool, you know.
According to this thing here, you started third, though, right?
Yeah, we started third. Yep. Yeah, because I forget something happened. Me and what's his name, Travis Cope, we qualified the exact same lap time.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty weird. I've never done that before, qualified, you know, the same lap time as somebody.
Down to the hundredth?
So, yeah, to the hundredth of a second. It was 21:15, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
It was 21:15, yeah.
That's cool.
Well, how old are you, Jimmy?
I'm 19.
And I asked a guest just a minute ago, forgot his name already. I'm not feeling too well.
Shane Murphy.
Shane Murphy. How did you get started? Where did you start running? And Patrick Scarpoli, I asked it. Where did you do go-karts or quarter midgets, or exactly how did you get started?
Actually, my mom, she got me started racing. We raced go-karts. We raced all over, basically all over the East Coast, when racing WKA with go-karts, and raced that for about 2.5 years, and then I was 10 years old when I started that, and then I got into electric cars when I was 12, and then I was 14 years old when I sat in the late model.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you run locally late model stuff?
Like around where I'm from right here?
Right.
Actually, the closest track is Cordell, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the closest track. Actually, like, right across the street here from my race shop, I mean, there's Hardyville Motor Speedway, but they closed that down now.
What was it? What speedway?
Hardyville Motor Speedway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I forgot all about that track. When'd that close, Jimmy?
It closed about a year now, I'm pretty sure, or more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another track NASCAR destroyed.
Well, now did you, you ran some Hooters races?
Yes, we ran 4 Hooters races.
That was, how's the Hooters different from the ASA deal? I mean, not the deal, but the cars and how you run them.
Just like how the series is?
No, how the cars run.
Like the difference in the car and all?
Yeah, exactly.
The car weighs 3,300 pounds, a Pro Cup car does, and a late model race, like our car, weighs 2,700 pounds, so it's a lot of weight difference, but the Hooters car has about 250 more horsepower, you know?
Right.
And it's just a little different spring and shock setup and everything. It's a little different wheelbase, too, I'm pretty sure. It's a little longer wheelbase.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much a Busch car.
It's a Busch car, yeah.
Yeah, it's like an old short track bush car.
And the motors probably cost three times as much too.
So.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, now obviously, if you're racing a super late, like we just did up at Lakeland, I mean, some of the other race there, the super late models, I mean, they got like 650, 700 horsepower, and of course, they run a whole lot different than what you guys are doing, and coming off the corners and whatnot. How's that your deal though? How's an ASA car compared to the Hooters as far as the handling and stuff? Are they, compared to an ASA car, do they seem slower or faster?
Compared to an ASA car, like a Hooters compared to ASA?
Yeah.
No, they feel a lot faster, even though with the weight difference, but they still feel a lot faster, but...
I got you.
Because of the power now, but on like a half-mile track, normally a late model would probably turn maybe a little faster time, I think it is, because they're lighter.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's because we was at a track, and I was racing late models, and that same night they had a Hooters Pro Cup race, and we was like a couple tenths faster than they were.
Oh,
I was in a late model, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys were faster at Bristol than they were.
Oh, yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I didn't even get to go to Bristol.
Yeah, the ASA cars were faster at Bristol than anybody.
In fact,
yeah.
They were faster than
the
Cup cars.
Faster than the ASA car has the track record at Bristol.
That's right. Since Yeah, since the new pavement, since they paved it,
Because you carry your speed through the corner so much better.
Yeah.
How would you summarize, you raced the Southern Division last year in the ASA Late Model Series. How would you summarize your deal last year? How did it go? And give us a thumbnail of how you felt it went.
Well, last year it was a real big experience, a learning process for not just me, but for my team. We got a crew built now. We went through a whole racing season with, we got rid of one guy, I think. We're trying to find people that wants to race, that wants to go every weekend, You know what I mean? That really wants to race.
Dedication.
Yeah, not just looking for a paycheck every Friday, that wants to put their mind to it, and wants to run up front. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, it was a huge learning process for everybody. The crew would even say the same thing. And now, we finished ninth, and the points. We had a couple of DNFs. Last year could have been a lot better, but this year we're out for blood this year.
You're going to run the full season then on the South Division?
Oh yeah, we're running all the South races this year, and we're going to run all the Challenge races this year. I just got a third late model.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Terry, you heard what he said, right?
Yeah.
He said he's out for blood this season.
He just wants to win that ring at the end of the year.
Yeah.
we got to do it. This has got to be the year. I'm almost 19. I'm almost 20. I'll be 20 in August, but,
To be 20 again, Jack.
Yeah. So, compared to last year, you expect obviously to finish in a lot higher than this year. You want to go for the championship?
Oh yeah, we're definitely going to go for the championship this year. I mean, we just got back from Lakeland, with all them Eddie Hoffman, and you got what's the 32?
Sean
Murphy.
And you got some of them top.
Yeah, hey Terry.
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah, I think we're having a little problem with
the
cell phone there.
Yeah, we lost him. He must be traveling. Well, what he was saying, he was really liked the idea of running with Eddie Hoffman and Sean Murphy and some of the top guys down in Lakeland. And I think we're going to hear a lot of good things about Jimmy Lang this year, both in the Challenge and the South Division.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, he definitely had a good run here. Let me see if I can. Let me see. I'll have to hook up here just a second. Let's just take a very short little pause here.
Okay.
See if we can hook up with Jimmy again.
Okay.
Power Master is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. Power Master is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries, XX Power batteries for racing applications, and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. Power Master also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
This is Logan Ruffin, driver of the Torco Chevrolet Monte Carlo on O'Reilly ASA Fastlane on Real Racing USA.
The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is O'Reilly ASA Fastlane.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep.
All right, Terry, I think we got Jimmy Lang back with us. We had a little cell phone issue going on there. Jimmy, you back with us there?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Terry, pick up where we were there.
Where we're talking about, you were saying, Jimmy, that it was really an experience to race with Eddie Hoffman and Sean Murphy and some of the other guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it definitely was. I mean, and that's we're going for a championship this year. I mean, definitely a top three, but we're not going to settle nothing but for the champion. You know, I mean, we run with them boys. We can definitely. I mean, you know, Chris Fontaine and the OA of Bo Slocum and a couple of those boys. I mean, they wrecked out. They didn't even qualify, and they're all, you know, I mean, they qualify, but they qualified bad. I mean, they're all in the, they're the South cars. I mean, if that was a South ASA race, I was the only one that was up there, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, and we saw so many times last year, I'm sure you're acutely aware of it, that you really need to qualify somewhere in that top eight, nine cars, huh?
Oh, definitely, yes, or, you know, better, because if you're, you know, of course, you know, who qualifies the fastest is a better car, you know, because, and then if you're in the middle of the field, you're just going to be in the pile-up or in the wreck. That's normally where it happens. You never see too many wrecks. It's up front, you know. It's all the squirrels behind you because, you know, they're slower or whatever.
Yeah, the squirrels.
You ever notice, squirrels, that... You ever notice, Jimmy, so many wrecks happen when you're fighting for 20th?
Yeah.
Well, we've done a little bit of a study, and we're going to do more of it this year. But in some of the races, not just the ASA, but crate late model races, and, you know, like at the local level, 100-lap races, you know, and out of, like, say, 13 cautions, 12 were in the very, very rear of the field. And that was repeated over and over in the races that we actually counted up where the cautions were and what caused them. So,
yeah
the squirrels.
Yep.
The nuts out back.
Yeah, never heard that one like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the squirrels, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. They're always looking for nuts.
So what's what kind of sponsorship deal you got going this year? You got some things cooking, or are you still looking to line up things, or what?
We're still trying to figure some stuff out and line some stuff up. It's just, you know, my dad is doing it all right now. He's always been doing it, you know. That's my only sponsor is my dad.
And what's dad's business?
No, he owns Lang's Heating and Air in Hilton Head Island.
Yeah.
I just think it's the biggest heat and air company over here on the East Coast.
Yeah. Well, the folks in Hilton Head who need air conditioning work, they're helping finance you, man, your racing career.
Yeah.
Not today they're doing air conditioning. Today they're doing heating.
Well, that's true. Today, even in Hilton Head, they're doing heating. Well, I would say, I mean, not to put too much of a point on it, but if you're going to do heating and cooling, Hilton Head's a pretty good place to be doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's,
what's your goal or what's your plans this year? You already said challenge in South. But
blood.
About
blood, Terry.
I'm sorry?
Blood.
He's out for blood, right. Yeah. What about NASCAR? Nasty car. Are you planning on going or trying to run some NASCAR in the near future?
Definitely. That's the whole plan, you know, try to make it to, I mean, ARCA, a Craftsman truck, Busch, or Cup, you know. I mean, That was my goal since I was 10 years old. That's the only reason I got and sat down in a go-kart to start racing. I wanted to make it to, you know, the big boys.
Well, I hate to say this, but NASCAR's changing from 18 to 21 what is it called now? Sprint Cup, I guess?
Yeah.
And then, but you can still run the Craftsman Truck in the Nationwide Series.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, they're not going to change the age to 21 in those two divisions.
Yeah. Oh.
What's your opinion of the ASA Late Model Series? Jimmy, do you like the crate motor deal or don't like it or wish they make some changes or what's your take on it?
No, I love ASA. The crate motor is, you know, it's awesome, but I would love, I told my dad, I was like, after I saw some of them super late models run with the big motors, I was like, Dad, and like, we got three cars now, let's get us a super motor. Let's get us, a big motor
right,
where we can make some of these races. That would be awesome. I mean, that would be pretty much back in a Hooters car, you know, similar with the power-wise.
Yeah, well, I tell you, that's, Terry and I are always talk about this. We all are on Real Racing USA on our stuff having, our shows having to do with stock car racing, but you know, I tell you, you get a big field of super late models, and it's a wilder affair, that's for sure. And you get guys like, you get a race against guys like Wayne Anderson and Sunday at Lakeland. I mean, even Kyle Busch came down, David Strimme came down.
Yep.
I mean, they didn't fare so well in the big event, but, you know, they're still out there, and it's, you know, tough competition. I mean, so
I'm a proponent of the crate motor deal just because of the cost factor. I mean,
yes.
You can buy three or four crate motors for what you can one super motor.
Yeah, or a built crate or a built motor, you know.
Right, and also I need to tell you at the banquet they revealed the new crate motor for the Challenge division in 2009.
Big boy.
Yeah, they have dynoed that thing at 525 horsepower.
Really?
To the wheels, it should be 540 horsepower with 475 pounds of torque.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But you can't open these motors. You can't upgrade them or you can't do anything to them.
No, you can't.
Well, and that's the thing. There's a lot of people racing in the ASA Late Model Series, North and South, and Challenge, too, I'm sure, who if it weren't for the crate motors and the expense that's a lot less than the Supers, they wouldn't be able to do this because when you factor in the travel expenses and all of that, I mean, it's a very affordable deal and gives people a chance to get out there and get some exposure and get some practice on a lot of tracks with a lot of competition.
Yep.
And they're going to bigger and better tracks, too. Jimmy, we're going to do a deal at Memphis Motorsports Park.
Really?
Yep, and Gateway International Raceway.
Yeah.
And the Gateway deal would be is going to be in conjunction with the Craftsman Truck Series.
Really?
Yep, and ORP, we're going to go there. And we're working on, and Jack knows, we're working on internet television live broadcast of some of these races. Or is it live, Jack, or is it taped delay?
It's essentially live. I mean, there's a minor delay. It's like minutes, not days, you know what I mean? But
so yeah. We're working on a TV deal for the internet because we can't do regular TV until 2009.
Really?
And I'm going to be working on an ESPN2 deal or a SpeedVision deal. I still call it SpeedVision. It hasn't been SpeedVision in a long time. But so ASA Late Model Series is doing a lot of up-and-coming stuff.
And, Jimmy, I'll tell you, man, you did good. It was a great showing at Lakeland. And all you guys put on is everybody that attended those events and the word has gotten around. There's no doubt the ASA, the late model deal there was even though we love seeing Jeff Choquette to go out and actually have a great outing there because he's had a hard time winning at Lakeland as many times he's been there. But you guys stole the show, and the fans liked what they saw, and many people said it was one of the better races that they'd seen at Lakeland in a long time, and you were right there in front of them. So You know, a lot of people were paying attention.
Yep.
And so we'll look for you at on the opening race, and you'll be going to Bronson, right?
Yes, we will. Yep.
All right.
Be there.
We'll see you there. And if you get any big news, any big sponsorship stuff, give us a ring, man. Let us know.
Cool deal, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right, Jimmy.
Jimmy Lang from
being on the show.
South Carolina. So, Terry.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Hey, Terry. Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir.
We got some new stuff. We got some new jingles happening here on.
Oh, there. Really?
You'll have to. You don't hear those because as we're doing the switchovers, your volume on that end is you're not hearing that in your ears. But when you listen to the replay of the show, you'll catch on. We got a few more. We just didn't have a time to plug in here. We got in the process of putting together Real Racing USA's. We have a company called RaceStream that we've hooked up with and. We basically have our own server for our broadcasting, which is going to increase our ability to have higher level sound quality on all of our broadcasts.
Cool.
And we have some people working behind the scenes to make all that happen.
Yeah. And I apologize for my voice and my coughing.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes, Terry.
Sometimes.
Yeah. This has been the ASA Fast Lane Show, the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane Show, every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock for the now. We might change it sometime before this year's over. I have a feeling we're going to change our time slot, but for now, that's when it is.
All right.
And next week, we'll and as a matter of fact, coming up right after this show, Terry, there is an interview with Jeff Choquette and his dad from Monday night's Inside Florida Racing Show, where he talks about the ASA and that deal and what happened at Lakeland and the big race there that he won. And
all right.
Yeah, so that's cool. Coming up right after this. And
all right.
We'll Terry Eggwall and Jack Smith will be back next week with more of the ASA Fast Lane. See you then.
Next week.
You've been listening to the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. We'll see you next time. Same time, same channel.